We are entering the holiday season, a time that many in the world and in modern-day Israel proclaim as the most joyful time of the year. I would like to emphasize proclaim, as this is far from the reality. This time of year has become synonymous with crime, violence, health issues, born out of excessive eating, drinking, stress, as well as a time of depression and family conflict. What does this tell us about our society? And more importantly, what does this warn us about in regards to ourselves? So I'm not going to talk about the origins of the holidays or contrast it with God's holy days today. I'm just fully focusing on the way the world keeps them and what it reveals about carnality and human nature. So there are lessons we could learn about mankind, about human nature, and how man suffers through what is supposed to be in the coming weeks and intended to be their most joyful time of year. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we'll read verses 1 through 5. And at the end of this, I'm going to go back through and emphasize three of these attributes of this time of the end when it comes to man's nature. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Within that, there's the three attributes I wanted to emphasize were in verse 2, being unthankful, verse 4, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, and verse 5, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. So when we think of unthankful, again, relative to how our society observes the coming weeks and or the next month and a half, you think about in the United States, we have the holiday of Thanksgiving. It's supposed to be a nationwide proclamation of Thanksgiving, a day of reflection, but they keep that day without any gratitude towards their Creator. So, and thus, we're at the end time, and that's very much describes the time that we're in, a very unthankful society. The second one is lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. The time is looked at as a time of partying, a time of excess, a time of focusing on the self, on entertainment. And thirdly, in verse 5, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. So again, these are supposed to be days of thanksgiving, days of a religious worship towards the end of the period with Christmas, but that's just not the case. It's empty. It's focused on the physical. The reality is that it is impossible to fully yield to carnality throughout the year, to fully yield on a daily basis in every aspect of a person's life, and then expect to turn on these spiritual attributes on a particular day or occasion, to expect to turn on gratitude, to expect to turn on service and worship of God. Likewise, we in God's church need to consider this principle in our lives. We cannot just attempt to serve God in a prayer or serve God on the Sabbath once a week while living carnally the rest of the time, while living it all day long and then just going to God in an occasional prayer. We can't expect to be blessed in that. We can't expect, as the world does, to try and turn on, again, gratitude or service to God or yielding to God. In this set of scriptures within 2 Timothy, we can measure ourselves against these bad attributes at the end time. We can look at them and consider the opposite, because that's really what we should be striving for. And when we think about those three that I called out, instead of being ungrateful or unthankful, we need to be increasing daily. We need to be expressing gratitude daily. Instead of being lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, we need to seek God first. We need to place God and his way of life far above any pleasures or lusts of the flesh. And instead of having a form of godliness and denying the power, we need to not deny that power of God. Instead, we need to yield to it and see it and have a full respect and honor and understanding of that power. And that's what we need to seek in our lives. So to pursue those three things, let's turn to Psalms, first Psalm 92, verses 1 and 2. Psalms 92, verse 1 and 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. This must be something we strive for daily. It must be something we emphasize. We strive for morning and night. A day of thanksgiving is going to be far more effective if it follows a year leading up to it, filled with days of thanksgiving, mornings, as it mentions here, mornings of thanksgiving and evenings of it. If we do that, we'll have that habit of having a thankful attitude and of being filled with gratitude towards God. And then a day of thanksgiving would be very much expected and in line with that. Next, turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. And in this scripture, I will address the other two points I mentioned, which, again, we're making sure that we're placing God above our physical carnal pleasures and not denying the power of God, but yielding to it. So verse 16, it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to the one to the other, and so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." So again, this contrasts the Spirit against the flesh. Walking in the Spirit, as I mentioned, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit," in verse 16, is a matter of how are we going in our lives? What way are we going in our lives? What steps are we taking on a daily basis in our actions, in our thoughts, and in the way we're living our lives? This is more than having just a form of godliness, something that's empty, something that just has God's name attached to it, as Christmas does, with the name of Jesus Christ placed upon that pagan day. It's recognizing that there is one true power. It's the recognizing the power of the one true God and yielding to that power, fully following after it. Not, again, denying the power of God, yielding to it. If we have the strong desire, as it mentions here, the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit lusts against the flesh, they go contrary to one another. That's what we must embody in our lives by living the way of God, by striving towards it. The Spirit would win out. We must find our pleasure in the ways of God. It will bear the fruits of the Spirit described later in this chapter of Galatians 5 with, the fruits of the Spirit mentioned in verse 22 and beyond. This places God above the fleshly pursuits and pleasures of the world. It extinguishes the lust of the flesh. And those lusts of the flesh are what lead to the sinful ways that I, again, described in 2 Timothy 3, but also here in Galatians 5, verses 19 through 21. It's exactly what this world provides at this end time more than ever, and it's what carnality will lead you towards. So again, if we are to put God far above the spiritual pleasures and pursuits, and if we're not to work to deny going against the power of God, yielding to it, then this would be the fruits that come with it. So let us take the opportunity this time of year not to just close out what's going on, but to observe it, to learn from it, to learn from what the carnal ways of this world lend themselves towards. There's a lot for us to learn and observe over the coming weeks. And we can notice the misery of the world around us, the fleshly pursuits that are taken, and the end result of that, like I mentioned at the beginning, with the crime, with the health problems, with the depression and so on. We can see that as the end result of living according to the ways of the flesh. And if we aren't cautious, again, it could lead even us in God's church if we don't avoid the pitfalls that come with us, those of human nature, those of carnal pleasures, and those of ingratitude. Instead, let us give thanks to God daily, yielding to the power of His Spirit and diligently walking in all of His ways.